This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 134 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are wrapping up Black History Month with a true pioneer in the action movie genre. And I'm lying. This is one might consider it a failure, but who knows? Maybe it's good. This is led by Halle Berry. So we wanted to give a woman an opportunity here, you know, Black History Month. We did a woman month. But we're like, you know what? Let's let a Black female lead. How about that? And we chose Catwoman. Now, Alex, this is my first time watching Catwoman in full. I've only ever seen clips and never was interested. Have you ever seen this movie before?
I never seen it. This never is the first time watch. I sat down and said, why did Nate pick this? But we sat down and I was like, let's just watch it. And yeah, man, I can't wait to sit down.
I could have went in so many other directions, but you know what? It had to be done. It had to be done. So we're going to, and you know, I felt it fit in with the DC because we were doing Superman. Yeah. And I was doing another DC movie. So Catwoman. Now, before we get into the review, you already know the deal. We're going to give you some box office numbers, a little bit of the budget information, and then of course Rotten Tomato scores. Then we take all that and then we move it to the side and we give you our take on the movie. Now, Alex, how did this movie do? I have no idea.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, ain't do good. It's not good. All right, it's not looking good for Holly. All right, here we go. Catwoman from 2004. Box office numbers were domestic $40 million, international $41 million, for a worldwide total of $82 million on a budget of $100 million with a domestic opening of $16 million. It's a flop.
Yeah. What was the budget?
It was 100.
100. So, and I think that was just production budget. I don't even think that counted marketing. So yeah, it probably lost money quite a bit. I'm surprised it even made 80 something million worldwide, to be honest. Okay. Well, sure. That's not surprising because wait till you hear these Rotten Tomato scores. This has an incredible, sterling, shining 9% from the critics. High. Seems high. I don't know who the 9% were, but they liked it. Audience, 18%. Mm. So twice as many audience members, percentage-wise, like this film. But this means that 91% of critics hated it and 82% of regular people didn't like it. It doesn't matter. We're going to take those out the way because me and Alex, we've been dying to talk about some Catwoman starring Halle Berry. We're going to start with you, lead character. Of course, is Catwoman, but it's Patience Phillips, played by Halle Berry. Take it away.
Dude, it's horrible. She's horrible. And there's no saving grace. Now, first of all, this character, well, this is a brand new made up character. I don't even know she's in the comics of DC because we all know Catwoman as Selina Kyle. So I never even heard of Patience Phillips. That sounds really horrible.
Made up.
This sounds made up. And it's just weird. Two, I felt so weird with this cat lore. In the beginning of the movie, you already know how bad this movie is when it goes into some cat lore of Egyptian gods that worship cats. And then it went to some like witch cats and like all this crazy shit. And I'm like, what are we sitting down and watching? They made up shit because I know for a fact that Selina Kyle wasn't blessed by gods of cats. Like I was just
she had powers.
She didn't have powers. So, I mean, the only thing that made Selina Kyle is that she's so sexual and attracting and she fights like a cat, but she ain't a cat. She might have agility. That could be her thing. She has agility and some type of speed, but she doesn't have cat reflexes like all crazy and all this. Maybe. I don't know. But all I know is she ain't worshipped by some cat god from Egypt. Shit did not work with me. She sniffs catnip. And I was like, what the hell is going on with this movie? The lady whipped out catnip and she's like...
I sent that to you guys in the group chat because I could not stop laughing when it happened. It was ridiculous.
That was horrible. Basketball was horrible. That scene with the basketball, I agree with Nate. I was going to shut the shit off myself because I didn't know what was going to happen. That was horrible. I mean, we could go on and on. Her fighting is, I'll put it on the action sequence. Yeah. I gave her a 1. There was nothing to me to go, this is great. She's a gorgeous woman. We could all say it blue to the face. Holly Berry is one of the most attractive women out there in the world in Hollywood today. Even now, amazing. She looks great.
Amazing.
But that is not what factors into this movie because characters is the character itself. Patience Phillips is one of the worst lead characters I have seen in the screen. So I gave it a 1.
So First of all, this Catwoman, this version of Catwoman, whatever this is, Patience Phillips, she full on dies. She's all the way dead. She dies. And a magical cat walks up to her. A CGI magical cat, but not even real.
Midnight.
Yeah. A CGI magical cat named Midnight walks up to her and breathes this little weird cat breath on her. Her eyes go into her eyeballs. They get all cat-like. And then she wakes up. She's like, whoa, I'm alive. Right then. And this is in the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, what is this? Lord have mercy, what is this? So it's a magical. So now we're dealing with a magical Catwoman. On top of that, this movie does that stupid thing where Halle Berry, who is clearly and obviously one of the most gorgeous women that's ever been, and I'm not even lying. I mean, I haven't seen every woman on earth, but I'm sure she ranks up there with the most gorgeous women ever. And they make her into like that frumpy, you know, a character who like guys don't look at and nobody wants to date. And give me a break. I don't care if she was wearing that. If I worked with her, I don't care if she was wearing that outfit. It's not going to make me be like, whoa, look at that outfit she's wearing. She's trash. Give me a break. She's gorgeous and nobody notices her. It's so stupid. I hate when movies do that. Okay. It's dumb. It's played out. It never works. But then once she transforms into the Catwoman, she cuts her hair in the bathroom with some scissors, but comes out with like a salon. Yeah. She's doing this and she has a salon hairstyle. I said, oh Lord, have mercy. What is this? It doesn't get better. Every time she's wearing the Catwoman costume and speaks, I want to rip my ears off. I hate her line delivery. It's horrible. It's cringy. Her interactions with Benjamin Bratt. When they play basketball, it makes me want to die. I don't even want to live anymore. It's so bad. Like, what is this? The camera is all zoomed up. And then it's like, he's looking down and it shows her butt going back and forth. And then it's like, she's doing all this stuff. And she does like a weird, it's not even a slam dunk, but it's like a weird throw. And the kids are all like, yay. I'm like, this looks, no kids are cheering this. Oh yeah. I've got to say for the action scene, some of the other stuff, but it's atrocious. Halle Berry tried. I give her that. I she's not like not trying, but it's so cringeworthy and awful. And I gave it a one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Villain. Oh, Sharon Stone and the Merovingian from The Matrix, but mostly Sharon Stone.
Yeah. She got a one. She's not good in this movie. I mean, she's attractive. And one thing I would say, and I kept saying this a long time ago, Sharon Stone could have played Selena Kyle. You could see it in this movie. Yeah, you could see she could have played it, but she's not good. Her character is not memorable at all. She is a character like Clayface, where she puts makeup on her face and then she has this hard shell that she has to continue wearing her makeup line, cover girl, or whatever the hell it's called.
Yep.
It's god awful. It's a very horrible character. She doesn't do nothing. They're fighting. She has this one cringing scene that she kills her husband. And that was so horrible. She was like, George. And then she started crying. And it was fake crying. It's not good. She's not good. And I am not holding us up with this crap. Nope. It's a one.
Yeah, I'm glad you said Clayface, because I kept throughout the whole movie, I just called her Cakeface. Because she would take the makeup on. Yeah, what is this? Who wrote this? Who thought, we need to give Catwoman, this fake Catwoman, a good villain? Let's make it 40-plus-year-old Sharon Stone, who wears makeup that makes her face hard, and she wants to stay on top of this makeup conglomerate. So not only do we have one of these corporation villains, which, can we stop? This week we watched two movies with corporation villains, but it's a makeup corporation. That's not even a scary corporation. And the big cover up is that their makeup makes you get all ugly and get like scabby face as a side effect. Like, we gotta cover this up. It's so nefarious. People can't know they're gonna be ugly if they stop wearing the makeup. Give me a break. Whoever wrote this was on drugs when they wrote it. I give it a one. I don't even remember her name. She sucks. One. Action.
A one. Action is god awful in this movie.
Yeah.
There is no way. You know, and I was sitting down watching and trying to see if the action sequences could hold up, because there's a lot of movies that we saw that they're garbage. I mean, there's garbage movies, but when it comes to action, that's the strong point. You go, wow, this is actually a really good, you know, you give it a three up and above. I couldn't. The action is so horrible. The CGI is so horrible in this movie within the fighting sequences that it didn't even try to save it for me. There's a scene in the bank robbery when they're, I mean, not bank, they're stealing stealing jewels. She comes in and she's whooping these guys' asses. She surfs over a guy across the room. And I said, this is a fat ass one. Like from right here on, it wasn't good when they're shooting at her. She's walking. I mean, she's literally crawling through the wall like a demon. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? I'm not joking, right?
I didn't think. Demon didn't cross my mind, but now that you've said it,
yeah, it looks like
demon woman.
Right, it looks like a demon from like Resident Evil. Like they're shooting all over the place, and she's just bouncing all over the place. Now I don't want people to be like, oh, but she has cat. Like I don't know what cats will do stuff like that. That is like to the next limit of cats.
Right.
Now, for those of you out there, so you don't crucify me, going, oh, you know nothing. I pulled up Catwoman's ability for the comic books. Okay, so she is dangerous. Clever, resourceful fighter known for presence, agility attacks, and speed getaways. Okay, she's hand-to-hand combat skills are augmented by her cat-like speed, agility, reflexes, balance, and flexibility. Okay. Now, does not say that she's enhanced super speed like this she did in this movie. Like, yeah. This movie, she's outwitting bullets. I think the way they mean speed is like the way to
she's
a normal person.
Than a normal human.
Yes. Yeah. But, like, because when she fights Batman, Batman goes toe-to-toe with her because he's the same as her. He has that ability more than a human. Again, I don't want people to go crazy on me, but this movie takes the ability to this enhances it
magic
by 100.
Powers. Yeah, she has magic powers.
She becomes something that I was feared, and that is Catwoman with powers that did not make sense in the world of Gotham. And if you want to say, she has a whip that is god awful, and she learned how to use the whip when she breaks into a dude's party and rips the keg tube, and she's whipping him with the keg tube, and you hear, and I'm like, wait a minute, why is he giving it a whip like sound? It is god awful. She jumps over the thing onto the bar. She's shooting speakers with beer. Oh, it is god awful scene. And again, it does not work for me. That fighting sequence was horrible. The fight between her and Benjamin Bratt on top of the play when they're on the thing did not work for me at all. It was just a weird situation. There, honestly, she doesn't do anything that for me that I go, oh wow, that's Catwoman. It just felt like a superhero, like a superhero with powers and not sexual. Like she's supposed to be sexual, but she has this like inner demon type thing. Like she doesn't know her good self over her bad self, which is weird because I mean, Catwoman knows her good.
Like a villain.
Yeah. Like an anti-hero, which is weird, right? Because Catwoman, she does no good right from wrong. It's just that she chooses the wrong just to do
wrong. She plays
both
sides. Right, yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the difference between the Catwoman and Selina Kyle version than the Patience Phillips. She's a split personality between the powers and herself. Anyway,
yep.
I don't want to hold this
she's
over.
A psycho.
A one. That's
So, well said. All I'll say is this. The moment she surfs on that guy across the floor and they go more than 2 feet. He should not go more than 2 feet just from physics. And they slide like 25 feet. The action got a one. Nothing that could have happened later would have brought it up. And it doesn't. Nothing else better happens. They do this thing where she like is. So she's like walking across a thing and then in the jewelry heist and she jumps down. Right. And she jumps down in CGI. First of all, to the worst CGI. Like, it is so clearly fake. And I get this is 2004, but the director came from visual effects. Like, that was his bread and butter before he directed. And you could tell because this movie is full of CGI for no reason. The city is CGI. The buildings are CGI. Everything is CGI. It doesn't even make sense. But anyway, she jumps down and she, like, slides under the dude's legs like a snake. Like,
Yeah,
it's not even like a cat. It's like a snake. She slides, and then when she pops up, she's real. So the problem is she moves super fast when she's CGI, but then when she's actually fighting, she goes kind of slow because she's just a regular Halle Berry. So it's like, well, if you can move that fast, why don't you fight all these guys at super speed? You just jump around at super speed and then fight with regular slow motion kicks and stuff. It looks horrible. The action's bad. A one. I think you said it. You said it very well. It's a one.
It's funny because the way you said it was the same problem that I had with Gemini Man at the end. That when the other Will Smith came in, it was CGI super fast.
Like snake-like.
Yeah, it was just super. but it was like.
It looked rubbery.
Exactly. And I think that's the same problem you had with the Catwoman. That when they start to fight, you see the fakeness of her running. She's doing this. And it's like, wait, no human could, regardless of what. what it is. Like, Catwoman doesn't even do that. Like,
yeah,
catting.
I thought she was a Catwoman because she was like a cat burglar, and yeah, he was Batman, she so she was Catwoman. Yeah. So yeah, I didn't think it was because she got magical cat powers from Midnight, the magical mystical cat story.
One. The storyline has got awful. There's no saving grace in the storyline. It has nothing to do with the again, I don't want people to be like, I don't want it to tie into Batman, okay? But you have to give me something that is in that world. I didn't feel like we were in Gotham City. There's nothing that I said Gotham at all.
They,
there was
are they even in Gotham? I don't know.
Again, it gave me no world building, okay? And again, I'm not crazy with world building, but that's one of my, I love John Wick. Love the world building. Harry Potter, love the world building. This had no world building. It was just, this is a new Catwoman, and let's see if you guys could like her or you don't. Did not work for me, this movie. Sharon Stone sucked. That whole cover thing. She worked in a beauty salon company, and she looked 10 times better than half the women that worked there, if you threw makeup on her. And she had, her hair was shitty. She looked like crap, and she still looked gorgeous. And I was like, what the hell? It makes no damn sense. And she doesn't want to put makeup on, which made no sense. Her friend made no sense either. She was testing out the product. She gets sick. It's just to me, it doesn't, like, the storyline didn't work for me because it had nothing to do with Gotham City. Like, and that's the thing. Joker was in Gotham City. It had nothing to do with Batman. I mean, we knew, had some type of elements, but again, sure, Joker was in Gotham. This one had no Gotham City. It was just a New York City again, or Chicago. For some reason, it's always Chicago or New York in these damn movies. Yeah. And that's it. And again, it did not work for me. The storyline was so freaking boring. The love angle was boring. The damn movie was boring. I gave it a one.
Yeah, she lives in God knows where. I don't even know where this is set. It's not Gotham. The problem is that, like I said, off air, at the beginning it says, based on the character written by Bob Kane, and that's Catwoman, that's Batman, Bob Kane. This is not that Catwoman at all. It's not, it's only inspired by the name Catwoman. That is literally it. The storyline involves a makeup company that is like, it's like CoverGirl, let's say, or Maybelline, or one of these makeup companies. And they apparently have this huge building, like a big 40-story makeup building. And they make this concealer that's going to be the next revolution, but it has some side effects where you get all jacked up. And that's your main storyline. Like, you're telling me one of the most iconic comic book female characters. And this is the reason why it's taken so long for them to keep making new female, like, superhero movies. No. Because this movie set them back 20 years from, maybe not 20, but like 15 years from making a good one. Because it is so, you're telling me that's the best storyline you come up with? A makeup company with an, I won't call her middle-aged. Sharon Stone wasn't middle-aged, but she was a little older, who doesn't want to, like, you know, who wants to control what? The makeup industry? Like, they already did. They were already number one. They could just made a different product. Like, it doesn't make it. She's evil for no reason. Catwoman is, yeah, there's no motive. Catwoman is, like, kind of bad. But Patience Phillips is, like, nice and frumpy. The scene with the freaking party is one of the most cringy, hard to watch scenes I've ever seen. I'm like, what? This is so gross. Like, it's gross in the like the cringe. Like, my body was just like, oh, I can't watch this anymore. With the soda, with the keg thing. Yeah, I hate it. I also gave it a one.
Yeah, so
I think we know where we're going with. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I got some story about the movie. Okay, so it says Catwoman takes place. It says, instead of portraying as Selina Kyle, an expert gymnast and hand-to-hand combat, she is portrayed as a woman with superhuman abilities and actually acts like a cat. More importantly, she is shown living in an unknown city, most likely New York, like I said,
yeah,
rather than the iconic Gotham City. So not even the person who wrote the movie knows where it takes place.
Yeah, why do that? What, like, yeah. What's the point of making an unknown city with magical powers? What was the point here? I don't understand it. It was a stupid idea. Maybe it was because X-Men was out and, you know, they had powers, and Spider-Man, and like, we got to give her powers. It was a very horrible idea. Okay, so overall.
One. Look, overall, this has to be one of the, I'll be flat out and say, I mean, we haven't reviewed any other superhero movies besides this so far. It's a one. It has to be one of the worst superhero movies I think I ever seen. Green Lantern is an Oscar award winner between this one and that one. And again, I haven't seen Green Lantern in a long time. Most likely we might cover it here as a solo film.
It's better.
Yeah, it's a way better film from what I remember. Yeah. Superman, and it's crazy because this week we did Superman 3 and Catwoman. And I feel like on this show so far, has to be the worst week we ever covered in a movie.
I think so.
Right? Because when we did
like a double whammy.
Yeah, because when we did Rollerball, it was with Mel Gibson month. So we had a good movie, right?
Or this when I rated Assassins, I think the other movie was good at the time. That whatever the series was good.
Yeah, so we had a yin and the yang. We had two shit movies back to back. We got Superman 3, and then we got Catwoman. Overall, look, the storyline is bland. It is horrible. Has no taste at all. If you want to go down Nate's food analogy. Yeah. It's not good at all. The storyline, you do not know where this movie takes place. You just know it's in the city. Like we said before, Selina Kyle is not portrayed in this movie. It's a brand new character. So again, if you're a hardcore DC, you ain't gonna like this movie. She has abilities that we'd never even seen before in Catwoman. Again, it's just one of those decisions that for me, I feel bad for Warner Brothers, because you kind of just wasted away $100 million on a movie that had nothing to do with the property that you were sold with. And I think Bob Kane right now is rolling his grave going, what did you do to my girl, Catwoman? But anyway, with that said, I gave it a fat one.
Same here. I also gave it a one. This is only the second time that I've given all ones. The first being the aforementioned Assassins. That was the only other time. But by comparison, Assassins is a better film than this. I also hated it, but it's better than this comparatively. Yeah, there's nothing redeeming. You know, I honestly, when I watch movies, I'm a person who loves movies. And when I watch movies, I probably like more movies than a lot of other people. You have to be really bad for me to like dislike it. I'll try to find a silver lining, you know, for the most part. Some movies are just terrible, but for the most part, I try. So even watching this, I was like, all right, I know it's not good. I know it has a reputation, but let me just see. Maybe there's something funny in it. Maybe there's something cool. And there's nothing. It was hard to get through. I had to watch it in two sittings, and it's not even 2 hours, but it feels like it's forever. It's so bad. I turned it off. I was like, I can't watch this anymore. I had to continue it a couple days later. Yeah, it's really an awful movie. It's really an awful movie. I don't know who the 9% are that gave it a good review. There's nothing good in it. It looks ugly. The music, oh my gosh, what are these songs? It's like this generic soundtrack of like fake Destiny's Child music. I don't know what it is. It's make-believe songs that are not real, and they're really terrible. Horrible soundtrack, horrible performances. Just, I mean, absolutely god-awful CGI, a bad story, bad character. It's bad. It's bad on every level. There's no levels where it's good. Halle Berry looking beautiful doesn't count, because that the movie makers had nothing to do with that. That's a natural thing. So it gets credit for nothing. It does nothing well. So that means both of our scores sounds like a 5 out of a 25.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the worst movies I think we ever reviewed. I mean, Rollerball is, I think we scored higher than this 5.
More than 5.
Yeah,
I know
it
that.
Did. Yeah, it did. And it's sad, because honestly, and I agree with you, I sat through this movie not going, oh, I'm going to give this one across the board. I actually was trying to find something for me to go, this is actually a good movie, or they had some elements here that I could go, this is not as bad as people did. We did it with Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull movie. We found that it was actually not that bad like everyone made it seem like. But guess what? This movie is actually bad. Like, I don't even want it I don't want it in my collection. I don't want it nowhere near me. That's how horrible this movie is.
I want to give a shout out to HBO Max for having both Superman 3 and Catwoman on them, so that way I don't have to buy them. I'll never own it. It could come out in 19K and I wouldn't. They could say it's the greatest disc ever made. I still wouldn't buy it. It's horrible. All right. Glad that's out of the way. Black History Month. Now that wrapped it up. A pretty solid month besides Catwoman. Some Gemini Man, Equalizer. You know, it was good. Now, next month. Over on the live shows, we are, of course, going through the decades currently. But we're going to be doing that on the podcast. So next week, we're going to have Superman 4, continuing with the Superman movies. And then with the action films, we are starting in the 1970s. Same that we did on the podcast. So 1970s action films. We got 5 weeks in March. And the first one, little bitty old Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon, been a while since I've seen it, but I'm very excited to watch it again. I got that Criterion set, been waiting to bust that thing out.
Same here. I brought it. I haven't opened it. Now we got some Enter the Dragon. Time
to crack it open. So we'll be doing some Bruce Lee. I know the just some of the other ones that we're going to be doing this month. I know the Warriors is one
of
them.
Here. We got we have Duel.
Oh, Spielberg. Okay.
We have Escape from Alcatraz.
Some Clint Eastwood.
We have The Warriors.
Walter Hill.
We have Shaft.
Ooh, I've never seen Shaft.
Original
I'm actually
Shaft.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, that got voted. Yes. That was the last one voted in, and I was hyped when people voted for it. I was like, okay, go some Shaft. Should put that in Black History Month. Might be better.
And that's March 29th. The Shaft is there, okay?
Yeah.
But that's when we start the new franchise. Just to give you guys a little head start. We're doing the Bournes.
Oh, that's right. Bourne movies. So finally getting to the Bourne movies. People have asked, when are you going to do the Bourne movies? Then March, end of March. So we're going to wrap up Superman next month and do some 70s action films. I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course, April will be 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Yep. So we're going to be doing some decades. I like the decade stuff because it's going to be diverse as far as the movies that are going to be. There might be some sci-fi, some martial arts. It's going to be great. So keep an eye out for all these great episodes coming up.
There you go. If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movies, guys, all you have to do is head over to youtube.com/levelygeeks for our video versions of the podcast. Throughout the week, I'll be adding more episodes up on our video version on our YouTube account. And then if you guys want to follow us on our audio version, on the podcast version, just head over to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. Search for Action Movie Guys. Subscribe to the channel. Listen to all those amazing episodes that we're giving you guys, whether they're franchises or solo franchise films, and more to come throughout the year. And we already set for the following year, all you guys, the movies also. So with that said, Action Movie Guys, across the board, check it out. And again, I'm he's your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.